Christmas is the time for introspection. Christmas is the time for introspection. All of us have the opportunity to listen within. We have the opportunity to hear what goes on within. We have the opportunity to stop and say, yes, this is a time for introspection. What does introspection mean to you? What does introspection mean to me? Introspection means a time of listening to my inner voice, a time of listening to my inner self to say who and what I am, to say what's going on in my world, to say what's important for me. And what is important for you? That's a good question, isn't it? A very good question. What is important for you? What is important for you is that you know that you are divine. What's important for me is I know that I am divine. And when I know that I am divine, then I am living according to that divinity that I am. I'm living according to that divinity that I know, the only truth about me that I know. How can I be aware of or even live that divinity that's within me if every day I am thinking about how to make a living, every day I'm thinking about what to do to make my life happy, every day I'm thinking about how I can get people to like me, get people to think nicely about me. If every day those are things that I'm thinking about, and truly those are things that we think about every day, then I'm not thinking about Christmas. When you say to a child, be your highest and best, do whatever makes you happy, be your highest and best. When you say to a child, be your highest and best, you don't expect them to be less than beautiful and good. You don't expect them to be unhappy. You don't expect them to go around looking at the world and saying that everything is not as nice as they'd like it to be. When you say be your highest and best, what you're saying is that all is in divine order and all is very good right now. All is in divine order and all is very good right now. All is in divine order, and all is very good right now. Now, let's think about what things are in divine order. What things are very good right now? What things make you happy? What things make you feel so triumphant in your day, in your attitude about yourself and your life and the world about you? What is it that makes you feel so triumphant, so wonderful, so outstanding? Well, truly, when you are thinking good thoughts about other people, when you are thinking happy thoughts about other people, when you are thinking beneficial thoughts about other people, then you are beginning to be your divine self. Because you cannot think beneficial thoughts about other people unless you had first thought beneficial thoughts for yourself. This is a wonderful day for everybody. The sun is shining, birds are singing, everything is glorious. This is a wonderful time for everybody. Everybody is happy. Everybody is living for their highest and best. Everybody is looking at the world and calling it good and very good. Everybody is looking at life and saying that life is outstanding, is magnificent. We say, do unto our neighbor as we'd have them do unto us. Well, we do unto ourselves. And in doing unto ourselves, everything that is our highest nature, everything that's good for us, we're doing it for all the world. For if you and I are able to look at life and call it good, then we are looking at life and calling it good for everyone, not just for us. We're looking at life and calling it glorious for everyone, not just for us. What is it that people think about when they think about the Christ child being born on Christmas? They think about goodness. They think about a Savior. They think about someone being lovely and glorious for all the world. We do unto others as we'd have them do unto us, but we do it first. We do the glorious things first. We do the generous things first. We do the loving, giving things first. And because we do it first, then we are the ones who are making our world more glorious, more wonderful, more fantastic, more outstanding than ever could be, because that's who we are. Are you able to go into your world and call it good? Are you able to go into your life and say, it's a wonderful life? Are you able to do that? If you are, then you are doing everything right. You are doing everything glorious. You are doing everything very good, because that's all that matters. Christmas is a time for opening our eyes and saying, yes, I live in a good world. Yes, everyone is loving. Yes, all is peace. Yes, there now is peace on earth, and it began with me. Yes, before I go to sleep at night, I say, all is peace. All is peace. All is in divine order. All is contentment. And as I do that, my world is content. I have no problems. I sleep with a contented heart. Yes. People who sleep with troubled hearts, people who have bad dreams, who have uncomfortable dreams, they're people who are worried about the world. They're not saying all is in divine order when they go to sleep. Do you say all is in divine order when you go to sleep? What is it the Christ child says whenever the Christ child falls off to sleep? The Christ child is saying, all is in divine order. All is peace. All is glorious. All is wonderful. We each can say that too. And as we say that, what are we doing? As we say that, we are putting our own heart in peace and right order and divinity. When we say all is in divine order, we are saying in our world, in our life, all is in divine order. That means every person in our world is living in a harmonious life, is living in a harmonious existence. Every person in our life is being peaceful and being joyous and being wonderful. Every person. And when we can say that, we have all in divine order for us and for all. Now, sometimes people are a little selfish. They don't want to give their good to others. They don't want to give their happiness to others. They want to put a bushel basket over their candle so no one gets the benefit of their candlelight. Well, today, let your Christmas light shine so brightly that the divinity within you, the Christ in you, the goodness within you is radiating out into all the world. And all the world is all the better because you are there. All the better because the Christ in you, the divine in you, the good in you, the God in you, is beaming forth and saying unto all the world, you are good and very good. You are peace and very peaceful. You are wonderful and very wonderful. And as this is what the divine in you says, it'll shine that forth for you and for all the world. Let Christmas time be a year-round event in your life as it is in mine. And that wherever I look, I see a beautiful being. Wherever I look, I see the Christ child. Wherever I look, I see good and very good. And that's really all that matters, isn't it? because I love myself so much, so greatly, so deeply. I love the divine in me. Then I say unto all in the world which I have created, and I say, I love you. I love you. I love you.